is the radio segment that's already drunk for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser, and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is from Lancashire, England. There's a guy named Peter McTaggart, and 15 years ago, he tried to text his wife a few times, but he wound up accidentally texting a woman named Mary in Newcastle, England.
Okay.
And if you're wondering how that happened, he says he just bought a new phone, and that was back before your contacts would automatically transfer over. So when he was typing in his wife's number, he messed up one digit.
God, I remember how annoying that was.
Yeah. Mary let him know that it was the wrong number, but they kept texting anyway, and eventually they bonded and both revealed that they were in an unhappy marriage.
What?
That went from 0 to 100 real quick.
So because of the wrong number, Peter and Mary both decided to leave their spouses for each other. And over a decade later, they got married.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
So happy story.
I mean, romantic?
Yeah, but neither of them want them to text ever again now that they're married.
They have a big age gap. Peter is now 46 and Mary is 60.
Nice.
They say they believe they were brought together by fate and they're a perfect match.
All right, well.
So what does Peter say about the whole thing? He told a local news reporter that the next time somebody butt dials you, don't be so fast to hang up. Your future wife could be on the other end, and your current wife will be very upset about it.
Yeah.
This next leisure story is out of Nebraska. 61-year-old Shirley Player has lost two sisters to breast cancer. So a while back, she came to the conclusion that she decided she'd probably die from it too. So after coming to this realization, what did she do? Well, she started embezzling from the real estate company that she worked for.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Not the direction you thought it was going to go, did you?
Not at all.
Well, according to Shirley, she wanted to pay off a bunch of debt and buy things for her family.
Okay.
So over the course of about 7 years, she made 390 transfers from her company's bank account and stole almost $630,000.
Whoa! Shirley, I thought that you would learn that money doesn't buy happiness or something through all this.
Then a few years ago, Shirley was actually diagnosed with breast cancer, and she figured she'd be gone before anybody found out about the money.
Huh.
But instead, she responded well to her treatments, and about 6 months ago, her doctors told her that she'd finally beaten it.
Oh, yeah.
Which is awesome, and the only person that was ever disappointed by that news.
It's like, what? I beat it?
Yeah, that wasn't my plan.
It would have been great news, but it was around the same time Shirley's company did an audit and realized the money was missing.
Uh-huh.
And they looked at transfers and figured out what had happened. So now Shirley is cancer-free, but charged with theft and will spend the next 4 years in prison.
Mm.
It's funny how life works out sometimes.
It's not very long for $630,000, though.
I don't know.
No, I'd probably do it for $630,000.
Yeah, trade-off.
This next laser story is out of Spartanburg, South Carolina. A guy ordered a Mexican pizza at Taco Bell last week and was so angry after they didn't put enough beef in it.
That's like my favorite thing.
Taco Bell. You're literally spending couch change for food. What do you expect?
Well, you look at the picture, it's got a bunch of beef on it.
Yeah.
Make it look like the picture.
Thank you.
Anyway, he had to make another one, but he still wasn't satisfied with the amount of meat on that one. And at that point, he became enraged and started swearing at the employees and told them he'd show them how to do it. Then he went behind the counter and started remaking his order himself.
Oh, my God.
Security video shows him walking into the kitchen, putting on an apron. You can put on an apron for it. That's nice.
Dang. Did he do a hairnet, too?
Then making another Mexican pizza, this time with more beef on it.
Hooray!
And after he did that, he grabbed his food and left.
Yeah. Oh, man. You continue making orders?
I know.
Then Let me show you guys how to do all this
stuff. Actually found out his new passion in life was to be a Taco Bell cook.
Somebody did call the cops, but he was gone by the time they got there. Once they track him down, he'll be facing larceny and trespassing charges and possibly a job.
Oh, I hope so.
The manager was just like, man, that was the most amazing Mexican pizza I've ever seen. This next laser story is out of Florida. A 25-year-old pregnant woman named Julitza Emily Gonzalez was hanging out with her boyfriend and his roommate the other day, just watching TV, having a good time. That's when the roommate showed a photo of a woman that he wanted to date to her boyfriend. The guy looked at the photo while Julitza was in the room, and that moment sparked an argument between the couple.
Kapooyah, kapooyah.
As the quarreling started, the roommate said he became uncomfortable and left the room.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, the roommate heard some rummaging through kitchen drawers. A short time after, the boyfriend ran in the roommate's room with a stab wound to his stomach.
What?
Oh, my God!
All because he looked at a picture of someone that somebody else wanted to date.
Wow.
Deputies say they found a 5-inch steak knife with blood on it, and they interviewed her at the hospital, and she denied stabbing him.
What? How could you do? Who else did it then? He did it himself?
According to deputies, she said he must have fallen on it or something.
Oh.
However, surgeons say the stab wound was not consistent with an accident. She was charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon.
Good.
Yeah, lock her up.
This next story is out of the land of parenting. According to a new book, you only need two sentences to get your kid to tell the truth. And if the secret to parenting really boils down to that, then you're going to be furious at all the time and effort you've wasted. The author of a book called Nurture Shock, New Thinking About Children, says you only need two sentences to get your kids to always tell the truth.
Okay, every parent is like, all right. And every kid is like, shoot, what am I listening for?
He said, when you think your kid might be lying about doing something, tell them, I won't be upset with you if you did it. And if you tell the truth, I'll be really happy.
Thumbs up, everybody!
All right.
For walking more!
No. Good liars know that trick.
I don't know. I must be an amazing parent. I'm a stepdad.
Yeah.
And I've always said that. I'm like, I'm not going to be mad. Just tell me the truth. And then they tell me. And then I just rage.
I was going to say.
But it does seem to work usually when because the author says that those sentences significantly cut down lying because young kids are lying to make you happy to try to please you.
Aww.
So if you're like, it'll actually please me if you tell the truth. I'll be more happy if you tell the truth.
That's nice.
So telling kids that the truth will make a parent happy challenges the kid's original thought. The author also found another sentence that cut down lying about 25%. Say to your kid, I'm about to ask you a question. Before I do that, will you promise to tell the truth? Now they made a deal with you.
I hate
that. And then they regret the deal immediately. Damn it.
Yeah.
And she had me pinky swear.
I just say no, but what's your question?
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Ask away.
Continue.
This next legend story is out of Germ Headquarters. For years now, scientists have seemed to be in agreement that the 5-second rule is a myth. If you drop your food on the floor, it gets contaminated with bacteria immediately, whether you pick it up quickly or not.
Dang it. I mean, everybody knows that.
You guys,
we don't want to prove it.
I think it just means that we can survive eating floor food is what we actually are finding out.
Well, the good news, they might be wrong.
Oh. All right, tell me more about this floor food.
The next time you drop that chicken McNugget, go ahead and put it back in your mouth and you'll be fine, probably.
Really?
I say that because a new study out of Assen University in Birmingham, England, found out that time does make a difference in bacteria transferring from floor to food. As long as you get it off the floor in roughly 5 or 6 seconds, it should be okay.
Whoa! Oh my gosh!
I feel like it depends on the food, though. Like, you drop a piece of toast, you drop a piece of toast with peanut butter on it face down, no.
The researchers also found carpet transfers the least bacteria to your food.
Huh.
Laminate and tiled surfaces transfer the most, and wet foods like ice cream pick up more bacteria than dry food.
Who's spooning ice cream off the floor to eat it?
It's a sad, that's
a
sad
day. Okay?
Yeah, you just take a straw out.
Also, 87% of people said they would eat food they dropped on the floor if they picked it up quickly, and women are more likely to do it than men.
Yeah.
Really?
This guy's got bacteria on him, for sure. And foot fungus. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe. And that means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time, on Friday.